This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher. For the Kiara String Quartet, it all started in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Here's violist Jonah Sirota.
Three of us at least, myself, Greg, and Rebecca, were able to get to Juilliard together for a master's degree. And it was sort of at the end of that time, when we graduated, that we count the beginning of our career, when as a group we got a rural residencies grant from Chamber Music America to live and work in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
After more than 14 years of introducing younger audiences to classical music in non-traditional venues, the Kiara String Quartet is exploring another new approach, this time with the Brahms String Quartets.
We actually made a recording earlier in our career of these quartets and weren't really happy with it. And so Heyong, our second violinist, came up with the idea of memorizing the movements of the pieces so that when we recorded them that we could be more spontaneous. And in the end, ended up with these new Brahms recordings that we're much happier with, that feel much more like us.
Their new recording, Brahms by Heart, contains the complete Brahms string quartets and the string quintet number 2 in G major, all from memory. First violinist Rebecca Fisher says flying without a net has developed a new sense of trust between the members of the ensemble.
And there really is this feeling on stage, even more so than before, that we're a team and that we're all in this together. There's a real vulnerability, I think, when we go on stage that to me seems even more genuine and profound.
Jonah says that sense of vulnerability is also heard in the music itself.
It's so interesting. Everyone always talks about how intimidated composers were after Beethoven. But there's a lot of evidence that Beethoven was very intimidated by Haydn and Mozart, especially Haydn, because he had some commissions for string quartets early in his career, and he didn't feel ready. He knew that he wanted them to be incredible, and so he did some string trios, which are actually unbelievably great pieces, Opus 8 and Opus 9. And Brahms felt a lot of pressure after Beethoven. It was said that he wrote 20 different quartets that he threw out and that we don't have. But the ones that he did leave are really wonderful works.
In the liner notes, cellist Gregory Beaver reveals how Beethoven may have influenced the string quartets of Johannes Brahms. Rebecca explains.
Gregory was mentioning that the cavatina of Beethoven, Opus 130, he felt a really important inspiration for the Brahms C minor slow movement. Both begin with the second violin solo and have this sort of back and forth between the two violins, and then has this very extraordinary influence, this sort of beklemmt section, and this sort of the second theme of the C minor quartet slow movement.
Brahms also incorporates a few of his own tricks in these works. In the quartet number 2, Rebecca says it's what you don't hear that makes this work unique.
Even in the first 20 bars is using these silences to really get us to stop and think. You think of Brahms as having this very thick and rich texture. However, he also really beautifully uses silence, whether it's a very poignant rest in order to really take a breath. It's really actually very natural to play that first movement in particular because it just goes, and it has these immensely long lines that feel quite natural as if we were singers.
In Brahms' String Quintet No. 2 in G major, which closes out this recording, Brahms throws in an additional viola. Joining the Kiara String Quartet is Roger Tapping. He's the new violist in the Juilliard String Quartet.
All of the four upper voices are all moving their bows, crossing strings rapidly and at exactly the same time. It looked like butterflies on stage. I couldn't believe how much coordinated movement there was. We had so much fun making that particular recording. It was really special.
The entire disc, Brahms by Heart with the Kiara String Quartet, is pretty special and very memorable. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher.